Belarus is preparing to hold presidential elections on Sunday. The results are a foregone conclusion. Strongman President Alexander Lukashenko is expected to win a landslide. But opposition groups are calling for mass demonstrations, saying it's their last chance to stop outright dictatorship. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Among the few things not already known about the outcome on Sunday is just how many Belarusians will protest what's widely expected to be a rigged election. Another is whether there will be a bloody confrontation with police. So far, the authorities aren't taking any chances. Alexander Kazulin is one of two opposition candidates. Earlier this month, he tried to attend a Congress held by President Lukashenko. He was refused registration, then beaten up and arrested.
It's not enough that they kicked me in the head and then threw me on the floor of a minibus. They forced my legs above my head and sat on me. My spine was almost broken, and I nearly choked on my own blood.
Kazulin's treatment isn't unique. Opposition leaders say over the past 2 weeks, the government has arrested at least 60 of their campaigners, some on such charges as parking violations. The authorities have also shut down the last remaining independent media and kicked out foreign election observers. Candidate Kazulin says Lukashenko will be declared the winner on Sunday with around 80% of the vote. Kazulin is calling on his supporters to stage peaceful mass protests.
Lukashenko's regime is pushing voters toward revolution. If his kind of arbitrary rule continues, no one will be able to hold people back from expressing their views freely. Today, Belarus is a powder keg on the verge of exploding.
Not everyone agrees the situation is so volatile. Lukashenko is a charismatic demagogue who's widely referred to, half ironically, as Batka, or father. Washington calls the stern-looking former boss of a collective farm Europe's last dictator. He came to power 12 years ago and recently changed the constitution to allow him to run for president as many times as he likes. Lukashenko has banned most foreign human rights and aid organizations from Belarus, saying Western countries are seeking to overthrow him. The security service, still known by its Soviet-era name, the KGB, says it's uncovered a terrorist plot to disrupt the elections with bomb explosions on Sunday. Lukashenko says the opposition has an American-funded plan to stage a coup d'etat.
Those reports about voting results have already been written in advance to come out on election day. They'll announce the real winner was one of those idiot opposition candidates and claim the authorities have falsified the elections.
The opposition's hope for mass demonstrations may be far-fetched. Lukashenko is genuinely popular, particularly in the countryside and among the elderly. Many Belarusians applaud slow but steady economic growth and low unemployment. The average wage may be only $250 a month, but for many Belarusians worried by social upheavals in other former Soviet republics, their own stability is attractive. Opposition groups say Belarus's appearance of prosperity is a myth, sustained through Lukashenko's almost complete control over the press. They say the economy is actually kept afloat by billions of dollars a year in oil and gas subsidies from Moscow. Alexander Milinkevich is the main opposition candidate for president. The former physics professor represents a coalition of parties. He says fear keeps mouths shut among the 80% of Belarusians who work in state-controlled enterprises.
Private business in this country has been practically destroyed. You must understand that in a state in which it's extraordinarily difficult to find other work, especially if someone has an ideological black mark against him, everyone's thinking about how to feed his children and is naturally afraid of risk.
Many in Belarus believe Lukashenko's regime will become even more repressive after the elections. But Milinkevich maintains his campaign will not have been in vain. He says his main goal is to break down the government's information monopoly by letting Lukashenko's critics know they're not alone. He believes a majority supports regime change. Milinkevich is also calling his supporters out on the streets during the poll on Sunday. But like his fellow opposition leaders, he, too, won't predict what will happen after that. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.